You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Good afternoon, Tuscaloosa and internet world. How are we doing today? Welcome in. This is the Joe Gaither Show right here on BamaCentral.com, Bama Central's YouTube page, my Facebook, Twitter, and everywhere you get the Joe Gaither podcast. Welcome everybody jumping in and joining us today. Hope you're having a great day. It is a rainy Thursday in Tuscaloosa, so I hope it's dry where you guys are. I hope you're enjoying your summer. Thank you so much for joining us today. We want to thank all of our Bama Central podcasts. Make sure you go out and listen to them, All Things Bama with Katie Windham and Austin Hannon. They're putting out episodes once a week. And our friends Blue Collar Unplugged, Mr. Blake Byler, Matthew Gibson, and Jacob Pickle talking all things Alabama basketball right there about once a week. They just put out a new episode about Muhammad Wagi. So excited to get ready for basketball season. But you're listening to the Joe Gaither Show right here on Bama Central. I appreciate everybody tuning in. You can watch us on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on Amazon Podcasts as well. Tell all of your friends about the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. We've had a fun week so far. We're going to continue to have a fun week. I hope we're going to have a fun week so far. We're going to bring you another interview with the Alabama 2024 recruiting class. On Monday, we talked to Julian Sayin, five-star quarterback. Tuesday and Wednesday, you had to waste your time with me, myself, and I. But today, we are talking to Mr. Joseph Iannotta from Clearwater, Florida, the first offensive lineman on the program. And I am very, very blessed, very excited to get this day rolling with Joseph. Joe, how you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good, very good. Hey, let's knock out some logistics. Let me set this up for you. First, is it Joseph or Joe?
It doesn't matter. Anything.
No. So that's how I was growing up. But now everybody calls me Joe. My mother calls me Joseph if I'm in trouble. What's it like in your life?
Yeah, that's kind of how it is. I get Joe everywhere except for at home.
There you go. Yes. Well, my grandmother still calls me Joseph just as formality, whether I'm in trouble or not. Joseph, how's life been? I love her so much. And then secondly, I'm reading your name and I want to make sure I get it right. I've been saying it in my head over and over and over as Iannotta.
That's what it is.
Okay. All right. All right. Good. All right. Perfect. All right. Now that we got some formalities out of the way, how's your summer been since you committed, sir?
It's been great. You know, the stress levels really decreased. You know, I'm so content with my decision that I can just focus on grinding and getting better.
Absolutely. And that's a huge thing. You talk about the stress level. Can you put us in the position? I've never been recruited. I was an average Andy athlete in high school. So what is that stress? You're having all kinds of colleges. We'll talk about some of the other colleges that were in on you in a little while, but lots of colleges wanting your service. What's that stress level like?
Yeah. I mean, it's really just the stress of picking the right choice for you and your family on where you're going to be, where you're going to succeed the most and what's the best fit for you. So that's mainly what the stress is like. But I mean, it's also a super fun process. So it's not like it's unenjoyable, but you just want to make sure you make the right decision.
What was not on an Alabama visit, but what was a very fun thing that you did on another college visit that you're like, all right, this is cool. And it stands out to you.
I did another a scavenger hunt thing when I went down to Miami one time. So that was pretty cool. I mean, we did one when we went to Alabama, but, you know, that's always fun.
I heard y'all got beat by the defensive backs here in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, I don't really know how. I think they cheated.
Julian said the same thing. How are they cheating?
I don't know. They ran through it. They finished really fast. So
jerks. You know, they're probably grabbing and holding, calling, texting other people, getting information. getting the secret answers for the defensive backs, but they'll be your teammates, and you'll enjoy that competitive edge going forward. Mm-hmm. Let's react to last night. Big news for Alabama on the recruiting trail. Your boy Casey Poe announces he's committing to Alabama. I'm going to have to work on getting him on the show. What is your reaction? A second offensive lineman in the 2024 class.
You know, that was awesome. He's a super nasty player. I definitely think our play styles complement each other. And, like, combination between each other is something that's going to be really great to see. I'm just super excited to team up with him and get to know him a little bit more.
What do you see? You talk about him being a nasty player. I've heard that you guys have been in communication. What do you know about him outside of just being a football player?
Yeah, I know he's a super hard-working person. He's a big family man, which is something that's important to me. He's a good Christian, which is also another thing that I resonate with. So, no, I really think he's the all-around build on someone that Alabama's looking for. And that's the type of people that we want to join the squad.
Absolutely. You talk about being a family man. Mr. Joseph Ainata, tell me about your family. You got I've heard a little brother. Do you have what else is the landscape of the Ainata household?
Yeah, so I got a little brother who's going into his sophomore year. He was up in an Alabama camp at the end of last month. And then I have my mom, Shannon, and then my dad, Joe. He used to play football, and he coached for a while.
Awesome. You talk about let's see, where am I? Okay. I'm just so excited. I'm sorry. I talked to your coach, Roniker, Coach Roniker. Tell me about Coach Roniker. What has he taught you as an offensive line as an offensive lineman, and really gotten you growth to this point in your career?
Yeah, Coach Roniker is a super electric guy. He always brings the energy, no matter what time of day. So he's a great person to be around. You know, he installs a lot of that mindset that you need to be an offensive lineman, just being nasty, being physical, knowing it's going to suck, but, you know, just pushing through it. So I really think he excels at kind of pushing you beyond your, like, mental capacity.
Okay. And I talked to Coach Roniker, told me he's got better hair than you do.
Yeah, I don't know if he said that, but we'll see.
What's the story behind the Ainata locks? They look beautiful. A big Samson kind of parallel or something else?
I mean, not really. I just, when COVID hit, I just started kind of growing it out, like towards the end of middle school. And I don't know, I guess it's kind of like been my thing now. Like, I'm just kind of like known for it. So can't really get rid of it.
There you go. Does the mother like it? My mom hated my long curly
hair. Yeah. I mean, she says if it's clean and like out of my face, it's cool.
So, there you go. When I was in high school, I didn't grow it long and down. I grew it long and up. It was very curly, like a afro, and people gave me a lot of hell for it, but I thought I was the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah, no, that's how mine started. But we went to a guy who was one of my dad's friends and he does hair, and he had to tell my mom that it needs to just grow longer for it to start getting some length.
Okay, are we going to look for Head and Shoulders NIL deal or some sort of Tuscaloosa barbershop or beauty shop to kind of get you put on a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. I've definitely been talking to my family and my agent about that a good bit, trying to find something that I can do, you know, just related to the hair.
I love it. You talk about you and Casey Poe's connection with faith. I love that, resonated with Christian faith. Can you tell me just kind of where that started? Did you grow up in a Christian household and kind of how you came to make that a real part of your life?
Oh, yeah. So I've always been a Christian growing up, but I was baptized at like 2 years old because I grew up Catholic. And then around when COVID hit, my family kind of like stepped away from Catholic church and started going to a Christian church from one of my best friend's dads is a pastor. And we really just resonated. We started to build a real connection with Jesus. And, you know, it kind of changed our family dynamic and our lives. And I was rebaptized like summer of freshman year. And, you know, it's just been something that like I keep in the back of my head, that just reminds me like how to live.
That's awesome. That's great. Have you met Scotty Hollins, FCA director here in Tuscaloosa?
I have not yet.
All right. You'll get to know him. I believe he's still working with the football team. Great guy. Works in kind of a chaplain capacity with the football team. Love that fella. I'm looking at your tape, and I'm looking at your, you know, all the stats you can see on 247, blah, 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 blah. 6'4", 295. How do you keep the weight up? Everybody, I hear all kinds of stories of offensive linemen just eating all kinds of things, and it's an unhealthy position, let's be honest. How do you keep the weight up?
I mean, most of the time I'm just super hungry, so that's it. But, you know, like I find like stuff like peanut butter is a good one. I just eat a lot of like – my mom makes these like all organic cheeseburgers, and I just love eating those. So, I mean, my mom's a great cook, so it's not hard.
Well, we love when a mother cooks. And have you seen – obviously you have. What's your impression of the Alabama – the dining room? It is amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. Yeah, she was a little jealous of everything that they have in there, all the options. So I'm super excited to, you know, kind of get involved in that.
I've been over there maybe 3 times for lunch just on special invitations, and it's just like, oh, my God. Can't believe you guys eat this every single day. Incredible. Yeah. You're the only returning starter for Calvary Christian School, the only returning starter on the offensive line. What's the biggest challenge with you integrating 4 new members of your offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I really just think it's the flow. Our offensive line last year was so tight, and we had really just had such a great offensive line that we really didn't have to worry about anyone else. We just knew that if we were able to do our job, the play would work, basically. So I think that's just a big issue, just like making sure everyone else knows what they're doing and making sure that their like connection is the same, because you just have to play as one on the offensive line. So that's definitely been our biggest struggle this offseason, but I definitely think we're coming along.
That's awesome. And really, I've heard you talk about an offensive lineman that went to Ole Miss that kind of mentored you. What have you learned from him that you're mentoring the younger offensive lineman now with Calvary Christian?
Yeah, Preston was a great mentor for me. He really taught me how to be a nasty, nasty offensive lineman. So that's just something that I try to help and instill in our young offensive linemen. It's just like you got to be nasty, because that's what makes you stand out.
Dude, I love that word, especially as offensive linemen. Let's be honest. What does nasty mean to you?
Yeah, I mean my goal when I step on the field is just to make the defense lineman quit. So as soon as I make him either distracted with only me, he stops doing his job, or I just get him super angry to where he just stops throwing moves, I feel like I've just won the battle.
You're obviously familiar with Michael Orr and the Blind Side. I was watching some of your huddle tape. In the early part of the Blind Side, there's a story, the book, where he's like upset at a defensive lineman. He's talking all kinds of trash to him. He blocks him all the way into like the bus area. You have that same sort of streak. What gives you that motivation to finish all the way through the block? All the way through the whistle, excuse me.
I mean, I feel like that's the best part in football. I mean, the feeling after a long block, and you just demoralize the defense linemen's like unlike anything else. So I just really feel like that's the way that I play, and that's just the way I'm hardwired to play. So that's just how I block.
That's awesome. Joseph, I heard you talk about going to Calvary Christian for baseball initially. So talk about your love for baseball. Where did you start with baseball? Pitcher, first base, catcher, outfield? What was your kind of background in baseball?
Yeah, so baseball was the love of my life up until like high school. I pitched, played first base, and then played a little bit of outfield. So you know, I really love baseball. I trained a lot at it. I worked really hard at it. But I'm glad. You know, I kind of fell away from baseball, and it led me to find the sport that I love the most, and really has just set me up for success. So I definitely will always like remember all my times in baseball, but I'm so glad that I'm here now.
There you go. Let's get an overview on the recruiting process real quick, because you committed to Alabama in June. You've talked about before being pursued by Miami and Georgia Tech and Ole Miss as well. So kind of just a real quick, here's how it went down and how I got to Alabama.
Yeah, so Coach Wolford actually started like texting me like late March. So I knew there was like interest from Alabama then, but nothing had really blossomed. So I was really just looking at my top schools. And, you know, I was almost towards the end, it was really a fight between Miami and UCF. And then Coach Wolford came down to our spring practice and loved what he saw. And he basically just was recruiting me super heavy. He was treating me like almost like I had the offer then. And basically was just telling me like, hey, you just got to come to camp, show what you showed me, and you'll have the opportunity. So I'd been preparing for that moment since he came for about a month and a half, 2 months, really just how I was going to react, what my decisions were. So when it happened, I really felt like I was like mature in my decision. I had already planned it out. So I just felt like it was the right decision.
How difficult or how much competition goes on at these Alabama summer camps where all these athletes are coming in?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like definitely the hardest part is just the conditioning you need to have at the camp, because they definitely put you through the ringer to see if you're going to break, if you're mentally tough. So for me, that was the hardest part because, you know, I've done so many one-on-ones. It's almost like I just trust my technique and it's almost like I black out and just do it. So, yeah, for me, it was definitely just like getting back in the groove of like going through the ringer.
Clearwater's right next to Tampa. So would compare that Tampa Clearwater heat to the Tuscaloosa summer heat that you had at camp.
Yeah. So, I would say it's actually pretty similar.
Yes,
but the shirts that we wore they could not breathe, so they would just like soak down on you, and you were like an extra 5 pounds. So I feel like that maybe added just a little bit more. And I'd actually just come off like a week long vacation in North Georgia, so I was a little bit adjusted to that weather, a little bit cooler. So you know, I feel like they're pretty similar, so it's nothing that's a huge difference.
No, I feel like oftentimes people get it underrated that Tuscaloosa gets in the summertime. Golly, just disgusting. Yeah. So about late June to early September, and then it starts to turn beautiful, and we love it. Last year with Clearwater, you went 10-3. You lost to Lakewood in the third round of the playoffs. What did that loss teach you, and what does that loss really stick with you with your team? What did you learn from that loss?
Yeah, I mean, Lakewood's a really great team. I just feel like we learned that, you know, it's a team effort. Really, one part of the ball could one side of the ball could really ball out and play like how they play, and then the other side of the ball, you know, maybe struggles that day. So we have to understand that sometimes, you know, some stuff is not up to our control, and sometimes the other team is just, you know, almost better. But I feel like they were just slightly better than us. But I feel like we played a really good game, and so did they. So I'm not too upset about it because we did really well.
Well, it looks like you had a great season, and I'm looking through beating Keon Healy's team twice. What's it like playing? I mean, what was obviously going into, you know, you're going to play a highly rated 5-star recruit. What's it like? What was your experiences like playing Keon Healy in two games?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of preparation, more preparation than I've ever done before for a rusher that I was going to go against. But, you know, my goal was to just stay calm and trust my technique, trust my skill, and it worked out. So I'm super happy that I got to get that experience done and over with, and it's going to be great to team up with them.
And two wins. I heard you talk about hadn't beaten their team in quite some time. Big moments for your high school.
Oh yeah, we so the second time we actually beat them in double overtime on a 2-point conversion, and there's a picture that I have, and it's me jumping up with my hands in the air, and then it's one of my best friends that caught the ball. He's jumping up with me, and it's really awesome.
That's great. You got to put that up in your dorm room or up in your apartment when you get here. Yeah. What's your relationship like with Keon? Since y'all played against each other, and now he's here. What's that relationship like?
Yeah, Keon and I talk a little bit. You know, he was just super happy when I told him I was going to come up, and he's a great guy. So I'm super excited to be on a team where he can produce for our team instead of against us. So that's really exciting.
What did you talk about Coach Wolford? He started recruiting you in late March. I've had great relationship or great discussions with Coach Wolf. I'm not sure if we have a relationship, but he's very nice and very great guy. What do you see Coach Wolford, and how is he really going to take you to where you want to go?
Yeah, he's awesome. I feel like an underrated part about him is his off the field stuff, how he develops you off the field as a person, which is something that I definitely was looking forward to. But, you know, I believe he's the best offensive line coach in college football, and he really is going to go and push you every single day to, you know, grind and work, because you have to bring your best every day to Alabama. That's how you get better.
He's been this going into his second season, and a lot of Alabama fans are hopeful. Really, he started last year with re-upping the physicality. What do you see him and Coach Reese working together to kind of reestablish that offensive line, that physicality at Alabama?
Yeah, he has a major goal to just bring back that hard-nosed football that Alabama displayed so well during their reigns and championships. So I really just think he's that step that brings Alabama offense lines back to those nasty, tough guys that are going to just run the ball down your throat.
We've been talking to 2024 Alabama commit Joseph Iannotta. Joseph, all right, the recruiting services have you as a three-star recruit. We know Nick Saban doesn't recruit stars, and really Tuscaloosa, we have learned to kind of ignore that. But as a whole, as a college football whole, they don't ignore that. They're dumb. Have you been out at a lot of camps, or does that matter to you? Do you think that maybe the rating was due to the exposure level? I mean, obviously you have huge offers and you're committed to Alabama, so who cares? But like, what kind of goes into your thought process when you're looking at these services and you're like, all right, this is how they see me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I talk with a lot of people that know a lot of football, and you know, they don't necessarily agree with it, and I don't really agree with it, but right now, I feel like I'm committed to the best school in the nation, so it doesn't really matter what some service wants to rank me. So I'm just going to keep grinding and keep trying to get better. And, yeah.
Well, I loved your tape just to be perfectly transparent. So I kind of those services, they're fun. They're cool to look at, but they're not been end-all, be-all by any means.
Yeah,
what is something that that the Alabama coaching staff saw on your tape or have seen over your skill sets that's like, all right, we want you to address this or get better at that in your senior year?
Yeah, I mean, something that just definitely I know I definitely want to improve is just continuing to improve hand placement on pass run and run blocking, just because I feel like sometimes I just have the tendency to just be over nasty and try to just latch onto someone and try to bury them. So just really trying to improve where my hands go and using more leverage to prepare for bigger and better competition.
Okay. All right. I love that. What if, When you got up into Coach Saban's office, what was kind of the vibe like with Coach? Kind of can we get a Coach Saban story from after camp?
Yeah, I mean he's just super calm up in the office. Like, it's like he just knows that like it's his place, and like he's just like the king. So like he really just like sits back, and you know, he told me he just really loved how I played, my athleticism, just how nasty I am. So it was kind of surreal just to, like, be told those things by the greatest coach of all time. So it's kind of crazy. But, you know, he talked to, like, my family and I for about 30 minutes just about off-the-field stuff, developing me as a human, and, you know, just preparing me for life after football.
What are some of the things that you might want to do with life after football? Mm-hmm.
So I think after I'm done, I think I might want to go into coaching, something like that, or maybe something on the side of like football specific training, like owning like a training facility or something like that. I think that'd be pretty cool.
That would be very sick. Giving back to the next generation is always a commendable thing. Absolutely great thing. Joe, what do you like about Tuscaloosa when you came to camp and visits? What do you like about the city? It's not all about the 2 miles on campus.
Yeah. Tuscaloosa was kind of like the place I was looking for. You know, a small town where football really drives the town. I think that's so awesome. Just how you're driving through campus and you have a huge multi-million stadium just out of nowhere. So I think that's pretty cool. Just, you know, the feel of campus is super welcoming. And I'm super excited to be there.
When I came, I'm from Chattanooga. When I came on a visit just as a regular student in 08, I was like, this campus is so beautiful. It blew me away. I knew I was home right then and there.
Yeah.
Outside of the Malmore facility, which is obviously immaculate, what do you like about the campus? What stands out that you're like, all right, I'm drawn to this?
Yeah, I mean, the campus is beautiful. I just feel like, everything about it's really just how I envisioned like my dream college. Just the architecture, just the nature that's involved with it. Just everything, how everything comes together is just really cool.
Joe, when you're not playing football, what do you like to get into? You want to spend some time? You got a couple hours to kill. What do you like to get into with your free time?
Yeah, I play a little bit of Xbox. I like to go fishing a good bit, but hit the gym. But I mean, I feel like most of my time is just spent watching film, working out. You know, most of my time spent, you know, improving my football.
Of course, as it should be at your age, pretty dedicated. What is when you're popping in the Xbox? What are some of your go-tos?
Yeah, so right now I'm playing a lot of MLB The Show. I really like MLB. Rainbow Six Siege, I like a lot. So, I play a poker game with some of my friends. I'm not very good, but it's just fun to. It's like a nice relaxing game.
Heck yeah. And a great way to wager without losing actual money on a video game.
Yeah.
let's talk about NIL real quick. We hit on Head & Shoulders real quick. Do you have anything like major brands or favorite stores or restaurants that you kind of like to that you're attracted to?
Yeah, I feel like a Publix NIL would be pretty cool just because I know there's a Publix up there and, you know, there are a ton of Publixes down where I live, and I'm a big fan of the chicken tender sub. So I feel like that would be something that would be pretty cool to work up to.
The pub sub brought to you by Joseph Iannotta. Come into Tuscaloosa Publix. That's great. There's one, two, three. I'm thinking of three off the top of my head right here in town. So maybe we can get that working out for you. That'd be awesome. What do you just talking landscape of college football? When you walk into Tuscaloosa in 2024, the SEC is going to be very, very different, bringing in Oklahoma and Texas, and then you're shattering divisions. Are you pumped for the changing landscape and an expanded college football playoff? What are your thoughts on a changing college football world?
Yeah, I think it's awesome just because, you can kind of almost have those sleeper teams in the in the playoffs. So as a college football fan, I just think it's really fun to incorporate another aspect of that into the game. So I'm super excited to be a part of the playoffs for a long time. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Joe, you've talked about some of the colleges that were recruiting you, UCF, Miami, Georgia Tech. Ironically, all three of those schools have Alabama connections, Mario Cristobal, Brent Key, and then a sort of connection with Gus Malzahn, the opposite way. How difficult was it Brent Key and Mario Cristobal are known as great offensive linemen and great offensive line coaches, big-time recruiters. How difficult was it to resist their recruitment?
Yeah, I mean,
it's probably not the best way to say it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Towards the end, I really just knew that Alabama was the place for me. So once that kind of happened, it wasn't really hard because I felt like that was a place that really checked all my boxes. So obviously I felt bad because all those schools had given me such love and they've shown such love to my family and me, but really just Alabama checking all my boxes was the main thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see where I'm at. All right, let's get a little personal. Offensive linemen kind of have a little reputation of being dirty and being nasty, both on the field and off the field. You got any dirty habits, any nasty habits that you're like, okay, this is I take pride in this. I remember I had a high school offensive lineman who wouldn't shower all week for game week. And I thought, you are the nastiest mother bleeper in the world. Why are you doing this? And he said, oh, they don't want to touch me. They don't want to get blocked by me. And like, not like that. But, you know, Mark Sklareth, offensive lineman for Denver Broncos and the Washington Redskins, he earned the nickname Stink because he would crap his pants every game for that same reason. Is there any – obviously, those are extremes – is there anything that Joe will adopt to kind of get into the dirty mindset?
I don't know if I do anything disgusting, but I wear the same pair of underwear for game day. They're clean, but I it's the same pair I wear every game day.
I love that. You got to wash them every Saturday, put them in a special drawer all week long, and then Friday night break them out.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good one. Then we're going to keep that up. I like that. Will the underwear come to Tuscaloosa?
Yes. Yes, it will.
I love that. That's great. Let's see. Eric Wolford. Will you be graduating early? Do you plan on graduating early?
Yes, I do plan on graduating early.
What's that challenge like in getting the academics in order, getting ready to graduate in December?
Yeah, I mean, it's not as hard as I thought. I just had to take these two half credit courses online and I'm free to graduate. So it's definitely worth it to get up there and get started.
Will there be some sort of part of you that's like, dang, I'm giving up my second semester senior year?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. But you know, most of my best friends were seniors last year and they graduated. So I feel like I'm not leaving too much behind. Just because those guys have really already moved on.
Joseph, we'll be hanging out with Joe Iannetta from Clearwater, Calvary Christian, in Clearwater, Florida. I know I wasn't saying that correctly. When you're watching football, who are some of the guys that you're like, all right, I want to take a little bit of this, a little bit of that from their game?
Yeah, I feel like Landon Dickerson's one. I definitely like to watch Kelsey a lot. Tristan Wirfs is also another guy that I really like to watch, you know, hometown team. But, you know, I really just watch a lot of guys. So those are some of the guys.
What do you see in Landon Dickerson? We loved him here. Obviously transferred from Florida State. But what do you see in Landon Dickerson that you're like, I like that piece of his game?
Yeah, he's just so physical. And he's really just a punisher. So I really feel like our game is pretty similar. And I hope to kind of just, you know, live up to a little bit of that.
Well, we loved Landon here, even though he was only here two seasons. He made quite an impact. Joe, going back to baseball, would you rather a pancake block someone or hit a home run?
Pancake.
What, that feels way better.
Yeah.
Well, I have no experience with either, so I can't. I'm just asking. Let's see. What else do I have on my list? I think I'm almost out of time or out of my list. Let's talk about what else is going on for the next couple of months for you. You're going into, about a month away from fall camp. Mm-hmm. What are you focused on in this month as you're heading into the last semester of high school?
Right now it's just a lot of conditioning just to prepare myself because I'm going to be playing a good bit of defense also this year. Okay. So really just making sure I'm in good shape, especially up 15 pounds from last year. So, you know, just really trying to hone that in.
Joe, you actually just triggered me. I appreciate it. I'm watching your tape and you're pulling guards, you're going out and hitting screens, you're down blocking, you're blocking out. What's your favorite concept to run? Calvary Christian had you running a lot of different schemes and showcasing a lot of skill sets. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing to kind of do as an offensive lineman?
Yeah. I feel like the way we run screens at Calvary is pretty cool. Just the way that I'm able to almost blindside a DB. That's always pretty fun, but we ran a lot of pin pull last year, and I really enjoyed that. Just getting out in space, kind of latching on a linebacker and burying them.
I was that outside linebacker defensive back that you were crushing. So I was turning, boom, and getting blown over by you.
That's a pretty good feeling.
That is awesome. What's your goal as a team? Do you expect to? I heard you talking that you're gonna have a pretty good team back there. Are you expecting to make some noise in Florida?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I definitely expect to be just as good as last year, maybe even better. So, obviously, I I want to be positive. And it might be a little bit biased, but I definitely think we have a chance.
Well, if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. You should. Exactly. That's great. After Alabama got Casey Poe committed yesterday, obviously it's a huge time for recruiting. Are there any other targets that you're like, all right, I can work on this guy. I know that guy. We want to see Alabama add X, Y, or Z.
Yeah. So Casey Poe committed, and then like 2 minutes later, I texted Will Sanders and said, "So what's?" I just texted him, "So what's up?" And he just texted me like, just give me like a little bit. So we'll see. I definitely have a really good feeling about him, and a couple other guys.
I had Will on. He was actually my first recruit that I had on, really? Because he's local. He's from Brookwood. Yeah. I knew his coach pretty well. So a great guy, and I'm looking forward to hopefully makes the right decision. I mean, he will make the right decision for himself, but hopefully it's Alabama.
Yeah.
Joe, really been a blessing. Thank you so much for giving me some of your time today. Anything you want to tell the Alabama fans or any way that we can support you this season or going into support your team going forward, your family, whatever any of your interests are?
I really just say I don't know, just keep on rolling tide.
There you go, man. Give everybody your social medias. They're all tagged on my pages already, but give everybody your social media so they can go follow you, tell you how much they love you, how much they're looking forward to you being a part of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
All right, so my Twitter is just my name, Joseph_Ainata, and then my Instagram is j.ainata55.
Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it so much. I hope the weather is better down in Clearwater today, and I hope you have a great rest of your summer, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. That's Joseph Ainata hanging out with us on the Joe Gaither Show. And that's number four, our fourth Alabama commit on the show. We're looking forward to trying to get the rest of the commitments. We are up to now 13, 12. Yesterday, Casey Poe made 13 yesterday. So hopefully we will get all the Alabama commits. I really appreciate Julian Sayin being on Monday. And Joe Ainata, everybody hooking me up with Joe Ainata from Calvary Christian School down there in Clearwater, Florida. It was a great discussion with him. Going to bring those lucky underwear. We got to get them hooked up with a Head and Shoulders NIL deal. And we got to get them hooked up with a good local church here with a faith journey. Really looking forward to getting to know these young men as we continue on the Joe Gaither Show. It's the summertime, so really I figure that's the best way to pass the summer is getting to know future Alabama players. Now, next week on the program, we're going to be up in SEC Media Days. Remember, next Wednesday is SEC Media Days, Alabama Day. You're going to have Alabama on the podium, and Nick Saban, Kuei McKinstry, Dallas Turner, and J.C. Latham representing the Alabama Crimson Tide next Wednesday. So we're going to be back tomorrow on a Friday show. I'm going to be probably talking to Will Miller, if I had to guess. I'll get Will Miller to come on, and we will kind of recap all the week, kind of get into the rest of the week. And, oh, I promised you guys a quarterback ranking, an SEC quarterback ranking. So I will deliver on that promise tomorrow. We'll go 14-1 on ranking the SEC quarterbacks going into this year because I saw Jalen Milroe and Ty Simpson vastly disrespected around 9, 10, 11 on other people's rankings. So we will get into that really on tomorrow's program. Look, I appreciate Joe Ainata. Please go out and follow him. Go out and follow him. Tell him how much you appreciate his time because that helps me get other recruits on the program. Venturing out. We got contacts out to pretty much everybody. We just got to work it out and get it scheduled. So that's going to do it for my program today. You guys all watch me on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter. I really appreciate everybody hanging out with us, following me at JoeGaither6 on the Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Really, all my social medias are JoeGaither6. You can find me right there. Send me a comment, question, query, and complaint. You got a suggestion for the show or a complaint on the show, I'm happy. All ears. We are still growing on the Joe Gaither Show right here on Bama Central, and we appreciate Bama Central putting us on each and every single day. Look, if it weren't for Chris Walsh, follow him at Writing Walsh, I would not be here. I'd be upset and not in a very happy place. So I appreciate Chris Walsh very, very much. Follow him at Writing Walsh. Follow Bama Central at Bama Central right there on the social media machines. Listen to our other Bama Central Broadcasting Network podcast, All Things Bama and Blue Collar Unplugged. Once again, I'm Joe Gaither6, and this was another edition. Big thanks to Joe Ainata from Calvary Christian School down in Clearwater, Florida, Alabama 2024 offensive line commit. Really looking forward to continuing the series, and we will talk to you tomorrow right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central and Bama Central.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.